Welcome back to another episode of College Hockey Talk. On today's episode, I am joined by junior defender on the St. Cloud State women's hockey team, Dale Ross. In her career, Dale was the 2023 NCAA blocks leader and was named to Team Alberta and was named Team Alberta's MVP at the 2019 Nationals. This season, Dale has 7 points and has helped the Huskies to be ranked 7th in the country this season. So Dale, welcome to the podcast, and how's everything going?
Pretty excited to be here. I don't really get to do this kind of stuff, but I'm excited.
Well, I'm excited to have you on as well, and obviously you guys are about to start the second half of the season this weekend. So let's sort of look back on the first half of the season. So how was the first half of the season from your perspective, both on and off the ice for your team?
I think it's kind of different because a lot of our team left, so it's like felt like a freshman again, a brand new team pretty much, and a lot of transfers and a lot of freshmen actually, which is nice to have too, a couple extra bodies at practice. But I think coming into the first half, we didn't know what we were getting into, and I think everyone's chemistry wasn't quite there at the beginning, but we were all in the same boat and we all wanted to win and beat our record from last year. So I think everyone just buying in and getting to know each other is the most important thing, our first half, and just winning the games we needed to win.
Yeah, and obviously you guys are on pace to break your 18-win season from last season, and you guys are currently the 8th-ranked team in the country. You're in 4th place in the WCHA right now. What do you think's been the key for your team's success this season, and obviously the improvements your program has made in the last 2 years since you joined?
Well, I think there's been some struggle definitely from last year and even this year sometimes at the beginning, because we have, once you start a new year, it's like you're starting all over again. It's not like you can start right where you left off. So I think that was kind of hard for all of us. We knew the system, so we just had to get back into it and kind of teach the new players the new systems. But I think having depth within our team and everyone buying into the same system and like buying into all the little things and doing them off ice and on ice kind of led to our success, I think. And the depth within our team, like you can see that our first line scoring, our third line scoring, and our second line scoring. So, I mean, we have the ability to win. So,
Now, your team played in this year's icebreaker tournament in Sacred Heart and won that back in October, which I would say is one of the highlights of your season so far. So talk about winning that in-season tournament and winning that trophy and sort of what it meant to your team to go out to the East Coast and do that. I also feel like it probably helped for team bonding as well, since you mentioned that you have a lot of new faces on the team this year.
oh yeah, like getting to the airport early at like 3 a.m. is always the best thing for team bonding, and we're all packing our bags and packing everything. It's always fun when you're just with your team. But I think that tournament was big for us to prove that, yeah, we're a WCHA team and we got to prove that we're one of the best in the country. So I think even though we're fourth in our league, we had to kind of prove that, like, even though we're fourth in our league, we're in a strong league and we are a good team. So we didn't really take those games lightly. We had to respect the other team and be like, no, we got to work hard for these games. So I know that was huge for us in our confidence and proving that we do deserve to be in the top eight.
Especially against a team like Northeastern, who was just in the Frozen Four last year. So that definitely helps boost your confidence a lot.
Yeah, that was definitely one of the biggest games we wanted to win in that tournament.
Now, you guys also upset Ohio State this season as well, which I would say is the other biggest highlight from your team's performance in the first half of the year. So just talk about that upset and sort of what it meant for your team, especially to do it on the road. And to sort of, it was sort of a game I felt like you guys. Ohio State sort of kind of controlled the game, a lot of it, but you guys hung in there defensively and found the way to get the 2 goals and the 3 points, which I think those type of performances must feel good as well from a defender standpoint.
Yeah, I mean, my freshman year getting beat by them that by a lot kind of hurt. So I mean, being on the road and being able to overcome like travel and getting up early and having plane legs, and felt good to win that first game, kind of just showed them that, yeah, like we can compete with you. Like we know you have a lot of talent and we respect their team a lot because of how hard they work, but we're trying to prove that we work just as hard and we're just as talented. So, I mean, winning that game, and our strongest part of our team is our defensive game, especially our forwards are very good defensively too. I think even winning special teams, like we scored on the power play, which was big for us, winning those special teams. And just being able to compete with them, like it's fun to play against the best players in all of college hockey. Like who else can say like they played against like the top players in our in the whole NCAA and be able to compete with them? I think that was one of the best games and funnest games we've played.
So what are your team's goals and expectations for the second half? Obviously, you have a ton of big series coming up, specifically this weekend against Minnesota State. So what are your sort of thoughts on that whole, the rest of the season, I guess?
Think I mean obviously we got to win those games that we know we need to win, and we can't take any team lightly in the WCHA, because I feel like this season like anyone can beat anybody, so it's a little tougher this year, especially in, I think being able to respect the teams and understand that we have to bring our game every game, like we can't take a game off, so we need those points to get in the top to move up in the rankings. I think just being able to be dialed in and focus on special teams, working hard, and I mean even understanding who we're playing against. Like some teams we might have to play a little more defensively or be a little more aggressive on the puck. It's just knowing who we're playing and how we're gonna play against them.
So let's transition now and talk about the beginning of your hockey career and sort of work all the way up to where you are today. So, from the research I did on yourself, it says that you're from Alberta, Canada. So talk about growing up there and how'd you start playing hockey?
Well, I feel like everyone in Canada plays hockey, so I kind of just wanted to skate with my brothers, and my dad had an outdoor rink when I was like two, I think, or three. So I kind of started skating on that, my brothers. And then I played underage, I think when I was three. I couldn't quite play hockey yet because I was too young, but I was allowed to skate and practice with them. So I think that's when I kind of like was like, yeah, this is my sport. Like just kept playing. And I mean, I wanted to be with all my friends too from school. And moving up, I think what really got me playing hockey was just like after school, we lived, our school was like literally across the street from the rink. So I'd go to Shinny for like 4 hours a day, and my mom would come pick me up at like 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock at the rink. And then I'd go home and then go back to practice. So I mean, sat at the rink a lot at a young age and playing street hockey lots. And I pretty much played every other sport too, but I think hockey was one of my best sports I kind of like stuck to.
And growing up,
Okay, no, keep going, sorry.
I was just wondering, growing up, like who was your favorite player or team that you like to watch?
Well, being from Alberta, I love the Oilers, but they didn't win a lot. But I really liked their team, but I liked some other players like Lindstrom, and I love Cale Makar, and watching Jordan Eberle too at a young age when he first came in. Those are some of the top players I like watching, and maybe not a specific team, but those are some of the players I like to watch.
Yeah, especially Makar being from Alberta as well. I don't know if you've had the chance to see him play in person at all.
No, I wish I did. I know he played against some of my friends, but I never got the chance to watch him, sadly.
Yeah, I got to see him play in college when he was at UMass, and it was a lot of fun. You could tell pretty early on that he was going to be a special player because there's a play, it was against Boston College where he took the puck from one end of the ice to the other end of the ice, and basically none of the players on BC could touch him. And it was just like, I've never seen that before. And it's kind of cool to see how big he's become. And you can honestly make a case that he's a Hall of Famer now since he's won the Norris Stanley Cup and Calder Trophy.
He's definitely like, I don't know, developed defense, like a different way of being a defenseman. I feel like he's changed how to be a defenseman.
Oh, yeah, for sure. So he's definitely the best defenseman, in my opinion, in the league right now. Maybe Roman Josi might have something to say about that. But It's definitely fun to watch them for sure. And yeah, it's the reason why Colorado's gonna be a loaded team for the next decade.
Oh yeah, they're going to be fun to watch.
Now, before college, you played for the St. Albert Slash. So talk about your experience playing with that team and what like the best memory you have with that program is when you sort of look back on it now.
Oh, that's tough. Well, my grade 11, 12 year was mostly COVID. But grade 10, my first year there, I moved away, and it was kind of hard to move away at grade when you're like 14 years old, 15. But I think seeing like what kind of culture they had in that room, it was like, okay, like this is a winning team, like because they won 2 years before I was there, and like, whoa, this is just a different atmosphere. And being able to like go to nationals that and just play like 7 days straight, seven games is like, I think it was, or maybe it was six games in 7 days. Anyways, that was probably my favorite memory. Like just being able to play hockey with all the like some of the best players like in that age group was pretty cool. And winning nationals was like, oh my gosh, like I've never thought I would be able to win nationals. Like as let alone like play a lot too and be able to help contribute to the win. So that was a pretty cool memory with those girls, I think.
And you won the team MVP that year as well. How did that feel to find out you were the MVP of that entire tournament?
I didn't realize that it was that I got it. I kind of like didn't think about it. My mom's like, "Oh, like you got this." I'm like, "Oh, I did." But it was pretty cool to get. I think I didn't realize like I could play with those girls, or I was big enough. I was pretty small at that time, and I think being able to step up and keep competing at like a high level after being fatigued and tired all the time, I think I took a lot of pride in that. And being able to develop from my coaches, like Sandro Pisani, I don't know if you know that last name, his uncle or his brother's actually Fernando Pisani, but a lot of credit to Fernando or Sandro Pisani and Dan Hockenberg for helping me develop my skills and be able to have confidence and play in like those situations.
Now, how did your experience with the Slash think help prepare you for college hockey with St. Cloud State?
I think I think actually like us just skating and a couple girls going, like there's one girl that I used to play with, she went to Duluth, and another girl that went to, or I didn't play with her, but she was on the team before. Another girl I played with went to Clarkson. So seeing them come to WCHA, and even one of the girls from Clarkson went to the Rivalry Series, which I was supposed to go to, but seeing her play in that and be realizing that like, oh, this is the top hockey that I'm going to play, I better get my butt in gear. But I think the Slash does a really good job of teaching you the team game and understanding like it's not just an individual effort, it's everyone on the ice. So being smart without the puck, I think, was the biggest thing for me developing with the Slash and understanding the team game better, because I feel like when you get to college, that's like the biggest thing. Everyone's good. Everyone's skilled. You can't just go end to end. Maybe if you're Cale Makar, but in college, you can't just go end to end and score. Like everyone's talented and skilled. You have to understand how to be smart without the puck and play a better team game. So I think that was the biggest attribute I learned from the Slash.
Now, talk about your recruitment process with St. Cloud State and sort of what that was like and what made you want to go there versus other schools you might have looked at.
So I wasn't quite sure after Team Alberta where I was going, and it was kind of like COVID year, and they were going to make the roster for Team Canada, and I'm like, I don't know if I should go right away before I go to camp, or if I should sign right away before I go to camp, or if I should wait after Team Canada camp, or what I should do. And this is before everything got canceled, so it's kind of like not knowing what to do. And right before COVID hit, it was like the week before or something like that, I came down to St. Cloud State. I was like, whoa, this is different. I was supposed to go visit Yale too. That was the other school I was really interested in, which I never got to go. But I came home and then COVID hit and I'm like, okay, well, I got to make my decision. And St. Cloud seemed to be like the right place. Like, there's a developing team. WCHA, they maybe not been the top team, but that would have got time on ice. I would have still been in the program developing the team. So I thought it was just the right place for me at the time. And during COVID, it was hard to go reach out to schools and talk to schools too. So I thought I made the right decision by picking here.
Yeah, and just talk about once you finally got on campus, sort of what the biggest adjustment you had to make to college hockey was as a freshman.
I think the it wasn't a huge adjustment because I was living away from home since I was like 15. But I think the biggest thing was a little bit of culture. I'm used to like a really small school, even in St. Albert. My school wasn't very big, but coming to school and going to school with like I don't know, like 1,000 people is kind of crazy to me. I'm from a small town that so wasn't like used to that many people. But I think the biggest change was like you did less school and more hockey, which is kind of nice. I mean, I still got my schoolwork done, but I got more time to spend at hockey and work my body. And I felt like more like a professional athlete than just a student athlete.
Oh yeah, for sure. But time management's huge because if you don't know how to do it, then it definitely it catches up to you. I feel like I learned that as a freshman.
Yeah, it definitely is hard if you haven't done it when you're younger.
So talk about what it's like playing in the WCHA and just the competition you face each game. I know you touched on it a little bit earlier in the interview, but getting to play teams like Minnesota, Wisconsin, Ohio State, Duluth, just to name a few, obviously. Really helps elevate your team's game as well, I would imagine.
Yeah, well, playing against WCHA, well, it is the top like league, I think, in college hockey. Yeah. I mean, other leagues have been strong too, and but this league has always seemed to like have the best like teams or won the national title. It's only been a couple other teams that out of this conference that have, and even like our bottom teams beating top teams in other leagues. Like it's just showing you how competitive our league is and how many national players are on each team. Like it just shows you how many like top end players are in our league. I think the biggest thing was physicality. Like everyone's just as heavy as you, everyone's just as strong as you, and there's like a girl on our team that's like 6'6", 2 on skates. Like it's you gotta be the physicality, definitely you have to be ready for it or else you might not make it in this league.
Any welcome to college hockey moments for you, like a board battle or something like that? Or I feel like you're the one usually delivering the hits, so I feel like not many of those for you.
I think definitely my freshman year, I might just throw myself under the bus, but we were playing Wisconsin and I was like, I don't know like who these girls are. Because like I didn't really know what D1 was when I was younger and didn't really understand like who's in the league, how to watch it. Came from a small town, like didn't really understand. And then Daryl Watts, I was line match with Daryl Watts. And so she comes down on me. She does like a toe drag. I went to go try and like hit her. And I kind of got caught and I fell. And she kind of danced around me like, okay, that's the last time that's happening. Freshman year, not happening again. So I think that was kind of my wake up call. It's like, okay, well, I need to poke the puck away, then hit them, not just hit them. So I think that was definitely my wake up call, the college hockey.
Did she end up scoring on that play? Do you remember?
Oh yeah, she did. And
Oh,
I was like,
okay, that's
oh my
tough. Because then you're on like every sort of highlight reel for the rest of that season.
Oh yeah, I was. But I mean, she got so many other goals that were way prettier than that. And I mean, I fell. I couldn't do anything, so it's okay.
Yeah. At least her most well-known goal that year was in the national championship. So maybe that got taken out of the rotation for some of the highlight videos she's had in the past.
Sure hope so, but I can tell you it didn't happen again.
Now, one thing you are known for is how good of a shot blocker you are. One answer that took, at least that I thought was interesting that you said was when you're in college hockey, everyone's good as you, so you have to sort of find your role. And I feel like shot blocking has been sort of your role with the team. I'm just curious if that's something you've always valued in your game, and how do you know when it's a good time to sort of lay your body out on the line and block a shot, or when do you sort of realize it's the time to use your stick to sort of deflect it? I'm curious how you've became such a elite player at that part of your game, because obviously last year you had the most blocked shots in the country.
Well, I don't think I wanted to block shots because usually you want to be on the offensive side, but having to play a lot of defense and there's was a lot of bad penalties called, or even like being able to be more physical than the other team, you might get more penalties. So playing on PK a lot kind of helped me out with breaking that record. And I think definitely understanding when the player's shooting, or like where they're shooting. I usually always give them short side for the goalie, especially on their glove side, so it's easier for them to raise their hand. But understanding when they look and put their head down, that's right when you step or block the shot, because they're not moving after that. If they have their head up and they fake like this and their head's still up, I usually wait an extra second before I go down. Sometimes they'll push the other way or go back the other way. Like I said before, like I've been danced around a couple times. Like I had to learn, I think, from experience. And I don't think I, sometimes I don't mean to block shot, but most of the time I try and get in the lane because I know I'm trying to help my goalie out. And I think blocking those shots is like, I don't know, it feels good when you block that shot. It's like, okay, like maybe I don't score, but I'm trying to prevent something. So that's my job and that's all I can do right now.
Yeah, and it gets the bench fired up, and it's a pretty tough award too. So you can say that, which not many players get to say.
Yeah, I've had a lot of bruises, I will say.
Did you when did you find out you were the leader last year? Was did someone just sort of mention it to you?
I think our someone posted on Instagram on their story, and I was just kind of clicking through. And I'm like, oh, like who's that? And I'm like, oh, that's me. Didn't realize I had that many blocks, and I was just kind of not thinking about it. But yeah, like you blocked like 100. I think it was 105, right, or 104.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, I like didn't realize it. It's like almost like 10 blocks per game. So I was pretty proud of that. And it's kind of not happy with my offensive side, but realizing that I could do something on the other side and being like, okay, like it's okay that I didn't contribute offensively because defensively I was solid and I did a really good job.
Now, between your freshman and sophomore year, Brian Nadolski was hired as the head coach. I'm just curious, sort of what it's like being on a team during a coaching transition, and what's it been like being coached by him, and how do you think he's helped your game personally? Because I feel like ever since he got hired, the team has made a lot of strides in the last couple of seasons.
I think I didn't know who was going to be the head coach when he first came in. I kind of just met him at, I can't, or someone mentioned that he just got hired that day, and I was walking into the rink and I met him, and I can tell you that I was terrified of him. I like when you look at him, you'd be like, oh my goodness, like I'm terrified of this guy. And so I was kind of scared to speak to him, and he's like, are you scared of me? I'm like, no, but I was. Anyways, he's a really good coach, and he does have a soft side. He may look all tough, but he has a soft side for all of us. And I think him, his knowledge on the game is crazy. Like him understanding the game, understanding players, understanding personalities, understanding people's roles is like his knowledge on that is above all, I think. And him like understanding systems and how to win. In certain situations, he won't just put players out just because he'll understand, oh, this player is very good defensively. They have an offensive line coming out. We're putting them up, like understanding who to put out, when to. But for personal development, I think he's really taught me a lot and how to kind of play chess with the game a bit. And he's still teaching me. I'm still growing. And I think being able to not always work all the time, work as hard as I can all the time, because that's what I'm like known for, being working hard and being smart with the puck. So I think defensively, I became stronger, and being able to How do I put this? Kind of like manipulate the play the way I want it to go when I have the puck, and him being able to teach me the little things, like when you skate into a puck, you're not supposed to, like, you don't want to carry it with you the whole way. You kind of want to tap it in front of you and kind of make it easier for you, make it more efficient. So those little things he's been teaching me has been a big part of my game. So I think just teaching me the little things and kind of more hockey IQ stuff has been the biggest development I've had from him. And he's one of the best coaches I've ever had. So I think most of my development goes to him through my college career.
Now, you guys got a big upset last season in a sold-out Kohl Center against Wisconsin. I just want to ask you, how cool was it to sort of be a part of that game in front of all those fans and to also get that win and sort of spoil everyone's night?
It's funny you say that because after we won, the crowd was just quiet. But we were when we'd come out, we were all like kind of in awe of how many people there were there, and they were kind of booing us and whatever. And we're just like, okay, like we got this, guys. Like let's take their energy. And so we did, and we started scoring. And I mean, the crowd just got quieter and quieter and quieter. So I mean, it was a pretty cool experience to be proved to them that, like, yeah, we can compete even at these big games. Like, you're not going to blow us out in a game like this. And I think that's kind of why they maybe invited us. I'm not sure that they wanted us there to play against them in the big bowl game. So they knew they maybe had a chance to win. But I think we earned a little bit of their respect during that game and to prove that we could play against them.
Yeah, and it also must be nice because they have all the pressure because they're trying to win in front of all those people. You guys, it's like no pressure. You just want to go out and have fun, really.
Yeah, that was pretty much what it was. It was I remember Bren was saying that we only had like 4D we were playing. So each of us we got like 30 we got like 30 minutes a game, and it was D to D up to the forward and deep, and first four checker go get it. Like that was what we were playing. We were trying to tire them out, and it worked after a while. So I mean, it was a good game.
Now, in your career with St. Cloud, you have never won a WCHA playoff series. So, what do you think it's going to take to get over that hump and win one this season?
I think the biggest thing is not giving up, because I feel like by the end of the season, like sometimes there's girls that just like, not saying every season, but there was like one or two that just like, I don't want to be here. Like I'm done. I don't want to buy into the program. Or they're like, okay, like this is, they were used to losing, right? Years before, some of the older girls are like, oh, like this is over. Like this is our last games. Or most of us were like, no, we're like, we need to change that attitude. So I think coming into these games, understanding that playing our role and being able to play a full 60, and just being like, yeah, we can win these games. Like, we've won once, we can win again. Like, we're a good team. So I think having everyone buy in will be the biggest thing. And that's hard to do because, you know, that's everyone has to do that for themselves. They have to be the ones that want to win. And our team lately, we've proven that we want to win and we want to be here. So we just have to keep that up all the way to the end of the season and keep climbing.
So we're now in a segment I like to call the non-hockey segment, where I ask you some non-hockey questions just to get to know you a little bit more off the ice. So my first question to you is, what music do you like to listen to?
Probably country. That's my go-to country.
Nice. Is it like old school country or new school?
I kind of like a little bit of both. I like Morgan Wallen and Luke Combs, but also like the older country a lot. Like, I don't know if you know the song Big Iron, but like when I was younger, my dad would always play that before games. So now I have to play like that song before a game because it's like just old school and reminds me of driving to the rink with my dad. I went to a game with my dad.
Yeah, I heard Alberta has a huge country fest and the Stampede. I heard that's a big deal. Have you ever done that before?
Actually, every time I went to go, I've had hockey or like spring hockey or something or another sport I was playing. But I was actually hoping to go this year. So, but I've been to lots of rodeos and lots of country music, and there's a lot of people that are from up where I'm from. that are now big country stars, but they'll come back home and do little concerts for us. So I think that's pretty cool.
That's awesome. Now, I do have to ask about this because I thought this was a great photo of yourself, and it's a photo of you in a board battle with an Ohio State player. And I just thought it was a really tough photo that showed your toughness on the ice. So I'm curious if that's your favorite hockey picture of yourself.
Oh, the one I posted.
Yes.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty funny because I remember hitting her and she's, "That's head contact. That's head contact." I'm like, "I don't think I hit your head at all. I just think I hit you really hard." But yeah, it's one of my favorite pictures. I think it shows how strong I am, and I mean that's one of the things I'm known for is being able to hit players within the rules of women's hockey, and hitting is a part of the game. Because I did play boys hockey and I learned how to hit, but then I had to learn how to hit without actually hitting or getting a penalty. So yeah, I would say that's like one of my favorite photos. And I mean, there's another one of me hitting a girl too, and she's going off my back. And I think I don't mean to hit them, but
Yeah.
just trying to be physical, and it's just part of my game, I think.
She's probably just mad you won the board battle there, I would imagine. So just trying to get a penalty off of that. So it happens. It's part of the game.
Yeah, she kept, just kept screaming at the ref. I'm like, "I don't think I hit your head." I'm like, "I'm sorry if I did," but that's the other thing. Like, I'll hit girls and I'll say sorry because that's just kind of who I
Yeah.
am.
Yeah.
Don't mean bone my body, but I just hit them as hard as I can anyways because that's just part of my game.
Now, let's talk about some of your teammates. Who's the funniest teammate you have at St. Cloud State?
Oh boy, we have a lot of clowns in our in our locker room. Maybe. Clara Himlarova or Emma Gentry usually makes me laugh all the time.
Which teammate has the best off the ice style besides yourself, obviously?
Oh, I know. I'm always wearing our team jackets. I don't know if there's a lot of style there, but probably Taylor Lind or Avery Myers. Those two always have really good styles or really good pregame fits, I would say.
Now, what's the most interesting thing you've read or seen this week?
Oh, that's a hard one. Classes just started, so I have been doing a lot of reading. Probably I just read an article about what was it? It was like strength and conditioning, and muscle, like building muscle and how it affects like your tissues and your body and your organs. So I thought that was pretty interesting.
Yeah, that does sound pretty interesting. I'd say for me, probably the whole saga with Cutter Gauthier and the Flyers. I know that's a hockey answer, but I've just been sort of fascinated by all the drama surrounding that.
Oh yeah.
Now, if you could have lunch with anyone in the world, who would it be and why?
Oh, this is hard because there's a lot of people I'd want to talk to. Well, that's hard. Maybe Hayley Wickenheiser.
Yeah.
I know, like she's been through a lot. Like she's a doctor now. Had a kid was over playing men's hockey in Europe. Like just to know her journey. I have read her book, but just to sit with her in person and understand like where she came from and what kind of person she become and how she became it would be pretty interesting, I think.
So let's get back to a couple more hockey questions. I guess the last ones I want to ask you was what should be done to help grow women's hockey from your perspective?
Like what they can do.
Yeah. Obviously, we saw what the new league's doing, but I guess if there's any other things you think should be done to help grow the sport, love to hear your insight on that.
I think from a young age, I don't think girls should be put into all girls hockey right away. I think they should be kept in boys hockey just to, because I mean, no one has really grown when you're that young or has really like grown physically. So I think keeping boys and girls together is good. And I mean, playing with boys is always good because it's a different game. Like I play with them in the summer and I'm like, whoa, this is just a different game. The other thing I think is maybe working on like more like physicality and learning how to play physical. I know it was a big part of my game. It's because I played with boys and I think a lot of players are very skilled now, and there's less like skill development and skating development. But I think being physical and being able to be strong on your skates is huge for girls, I think. And even bringing that kind of other like development stuff, I think, to like smaller towns, and kind of like how I said, I don't know about NCAA or all this college stuff. I didn't even know if I was able to play college hockey when I was younger. Being able to bring like scouts out like up north and to small towns, and being able to like share that knowledge with everybody, because I had no idea about this stuff, and I had no idea about certain camps, power skating camps. And if I didn't hear from like my coaches in Edmonton, I wouldn't have known anything. So probably just sharing knowledge with kind of everyone in smaller communities.
Now, one more question, Dale, before we end this interview. It's just any shout outs you want to give to your teammates, and who should we have on the podcast next?
Oh, shout outs? Maybe would be someone good to talk to. Emma Gentry would be good, someone good to talk to, I think, on our team. Or Sarah Woznovich. She's from Wisconsin, and I played on Team Alberta with her, and I was she was at Team Canada camp too with us. We weren't on the same team at the time, but she went with me there, and yeah, we've had a lot of time together, so talking to her about her experience at Wisconsin, because I know she has, we keep in touch, but I think her story is interesting too, and where she's come, and her parents, I don't think they're not from here, so I mean, her family not playing hockey and her being the only one in her family that plays hockey, I think is kind of a cool story.
Yeah. Well, Dale, I just want to say thank you so much for coming on the podcast. I really appreciate your time. I think you're an amazing player and an even better person. And yeah, I really appreciate this. This was a lot of fun and I enjoyed our conversation today.
Well, thank you. I actually really enjoyed this. This is kind of a cool experience for me too, and to learn how to do interviews too. So, yeah.